So we need to take a little time here to tell a story.
Yes, a Charlie story.
We received a very special visit yesterday, which was fun. And there's an amusing side to it, a frustrating side, but also a very serious side.
Right.
Kind of all mixed together. Mm-hmm. So we got a phone call yesterday, and we were asked to please come to the front door. If you visit our studios, like many businesses, there are restrictions, and frankly, our door is locked, though if you need to do business with us, we can get you in the door.
Yeah, there's a doorbell and also a phone number to call. If we don't answer the doorbell, then we might be in a studio where we can't hear, so the phone, it flashes. We get a light that flashes when the phone goes off.
Well, we received a person from an official capacity in the area. It was none other than the Saginaw Township Township Clerk, Shirley Wozni.
Yeah, a very personable young lady, and but she had a story to tell us, and trying times for people who work in clerk's offices.
Yeah. Well, first we should mention, she brought us a gift, for goodness sakes. How about this?
Yes.
These beautiful cookies. She wanted to offer up a thank you to us.
Decorated red, white, and blue.
Yeah, very patriotic. And I'm sure very tasty. We have, listeners, we've had this box since yesterday, and it's still
sealed.
We have not touched it.
You don't know the temptation. That was locked in my office overnight, and it spells out, and the cookies spell out the words, thank you. So there was no way to spirit one out of there.
It would have been found. We would have known.
Yes.
Well, first of all, thank you, Shirley. It was very nice of you to offer the treat up and thanking us for trying to do the work we do when it comes to keeping the area informed with news and the information on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And thanks, we say, to Shirley in her capacity. And this gets into the story that Shirley and, as she talked about with us, you know, all clerks are dealing with.
Right.
So here's the amusing side of it. Now, help me out if I've got this straight now.
Okay.
And this is kind of interesting, too, because you have some official mail-in absentee ballot stories going on this morning in the news.
Yes, we do. Yes.
We know that there are many people who are going to be using mail for making votes in this election. That already happened in the primary election.
Right.
And it's expected to be even higher for the general election.
For sure.
Now, of course, when it comes to an absentee ballot, you need to officially request one.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that with your clerk will send you back a ballot.
Right, when you send in the request.
Yeah. Shirley was telling us, well, that's going like it's supposed to.
Right, right.
There are political organizations outside of the township clerk's official capacity.
And also the state of Michigan.
That's right. Thank
you for reminding me. State of Michigan that are flooding your mailboxes with these applications. I'll let you finish.
No, that's fine, because it's those applications that are coming from outside the clerk's office that people are receiving and then sending back into the clerk's office.
With a nasty note attached.
Some people.
Don't keep killing trees.
I'm just thinking.
Don't send me these. And it's actually the clerks that are not sending them to you. It's other people.
And again, amusing but frustrating, because Shirley is, this is not us. They don't send out anything unless asked to send you something,
right?
That, which is frustrating alone. But then the seriousness of it is, if people are sending back these absentee requests that they might have already processed, the clerks have to go through and verify to make sure there's no duplicative ballots being processed I guess we can call them ballots because that's what they are. They're going to be your ballot that you return.
So it creates a handling and accounting nightmare for them.
More work.
Yes.
That's not necessary.
And they don't need that.
And as we understand, Shirley talked to other clerks who are dealing with the same kind of situation,
mm-hmm.
which I believe she said it's happened in the past, but it's more pronounced this year than ever before.
Right.
We're just being inundated. So be aware. And I know I have received some of these in the mail myself, requests for me if I want an absentee, but I plan to vote in person, so I don't really pay attention to them. I
just
put them in recycling.
Them.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But other people aren't. Other people are taking exception and asking the clerks to stop sending this material. It's not the clerks. Okay, folks? You only get what you ask for from the clerk for your request for an absentee ballot.
That's correct. And to show you, though, how many people have been using absentee ballots, Shirley told us in the primary, if I've got this right, it took them 17 hours to process. And those people, you know, have to continuously work there doing that. And they were hoping there would be some relief or something from the legislature because they're expecting a lot more for the general election. And they did get some relief yesterday. We have a story about how the House and Senate have both now passed and sent on to the governor an extension that allows them to open the previous day. They have to keep them in the – they can open the cover envelope, but they have to keep the ballot in the secret jacket until they actually vote them in on election day. But the previous day, they have a period of I believe it's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Exactly
that they
right.
Can,
yeah.
That they can do this. They can open them.
And that's a good clarification. It's not mm-hmm. that they're going to start counting them.
No.
They can't do that, but they can
right.
go through the preparation process,
right.
which hopefully will save some time.
We'll help them on
yeah.
election day, but they're going to be putting – that's the previous day they can do that. So they're going to be able to go home, get a night's sleep, come back in, and be ready for voting at 7 o'clock in the morning and then continue on through the period of time, I guess, until they get them all entered.
And if you're looking for bipartisanship, by the way, as I read the figures here, that legislation passed through the House 94-11 and passed through the Senate 35-2.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you had Republicans and Democrats both on board with that.
Realizing the job ahead for all the clerks.
So, again, it's amusing on one hand from what Shirley was telling us that people are thinking that everything is coming through the clerk's office, but again, frustrating on the other hand.
Because of the added workload.
The
yes.
added workload and to realize that, no, this isn't coming from the clerk's office. Then you're going to do nothing more than feel sorry for Shirley and all the other clerks.
It's right. Now, it's important for you to mail your ballot back early if you are voting AV. It's important to mail it back early. And one good thing Shirley told us is normally a mail goes from here to a processing center in Pontiac, I believe.
Yeah.
And actually, in this case, the local postal service is taking all of those, they know what the absentee ballots are, obviously, what they are, and they're keeping them local and sending them directly to keep them here in Saginaw. They don't send them down to Pontiac, which could add additional time and delay.
There's another note, too, about that legislation that's going to be signed by the governor at some point that I thought was interesting. It is, it says here, a change, the allowability to do the early processing, not counting, but processing, that applies to Michigan cities only with at least 25,000 residents or more.
Right.
So smaller communities, which might not be facing the influx, still will have to wait until the proper election day time. But the bigger communities will be allowed to do that.
Bottom line is treat your local clerks and clerk staff kindly as they deal with this, helping us get this election decided.
Yeah, and think of all as much as there are obviously the hired personnel in physical capacity, they do a lot of this with those volunteers.
It's a big process, that's for sure.
It comes to handling all the voting and everything else that eventually is processed by the clerk. So, Shirley, again, we appreciate the visit. It was very kind of you. We will now officially break the seal. Now that we have told the story. We, by the way, have a picture of this up on our morning team page. If you want to see mm-hmm. the thank you cookies, if you go to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the morning team box, and we have put a picture there for you so you can see the yeah. nice treat that arrived.
Well done. They came from Mary's Cakery yeah. or something like that?
Mary's Creative Cakery.
Creative Cakery.
Make sure I got that.
Okay. All right. Well, if you've been there before,
exactly
you know
right.
what
yeah.
we're in for.
Very tasty indeed and very well done.